and WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 960th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Marty Robbins.
I watched as he held her and kissed her goodnight. Heard every word as I stood out of sight. Just like a fool, everything he believed. Nothing but sweet lies she once told to me. Fool-hearted boy, should I tell what I know? Just how she went loving, then let it go. Too much in love, but too far gone to see. It's only sweet lies she once told to me. Once he starts falling, he won't want to stop. She'll build him up high and then let him drop. Down with the others who never could see. It's only sweet lies she once told to me. Once he starts falling, he won't want to stop. She'll build him up high and then let him drop. Down with the others who never could see. It's only sweet lies she once told to me.
Well, thank you a lot, folks. It's real good to be here with you. And we're just about to get another Grand Ole Opry underway. So, Grant Turner, why don't you tell the folks who's going to be with us?
Be glad to, Marty. Well, naturally, if she'll pardon the expression, our old standby June Carter's on hand. And that fine singing group, the Jordanaires.
And don't forget that top guitar man, Chet Atkins.
Of course not. And there's Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And last but not least, our very special guest, Floyd Tillman. Well, sir, now it's my pleasure to introduce a real fine singing group just back from the West Coast where they've had a big part in making motion pictures. Here they are, the Jordanaires.
We'll have a wonderful time up there.
Well, 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 everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be telling a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, round. There's a reckoning that they're coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you warning. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Well, now listen, everybody, I'm a-talking to you. Jesus is the only one that carries you through. Now, you better get you ready, cause I'm telling you why. But Jesus is a-coming for his throne on high. Many are the worried and the lonely and sad. Now, you're gonna wish you hadn't done the things you had. How you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day?
Well, 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 everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be telling a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, right. There's a record and a-coming in the morning. Get you ready, cause I'm giving you warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Wonderful time up there.
Everybody's gonna have a living glory. Everybody's gonna be telling a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah, brother.
There's a record in the coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody's gonna have a living glory. Everybody's gonna be telling a story.
Thank you very much, Jordanaires. Thank you very much. Now it's my special pleasure, folks, and a real privilege to introduce our next guest. He's a man who's really made a great place for himself in the hearts of country music lovers everywhere. He's been here with us at the Grand Ole Opry before, and here he is again. Make him welcome, Floyd Tillman! All righty! All righty. You know, Floyd, it's really great to have you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's my pleasure. Marty, always like to be on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, so you know, judging from the applause out here, I believe they like to have you here. What have you been doing lately?
Oh, I've just been traveling around over the country plugging my new Victor record. But that's not a circumstance, Marty. The way you've been getting around over the country, I hear you've really been covering the ground.
Boy, I was on a 14,000-mile trip last month, Floyd, and
Been up in New York making a lot of records, but I guess I better knock that stuff off and put you to work here. What are you going to sing for the folks tonight?
I love you so much it hurts me.
You're the only one that can do it!
So much.
I love you so much. It hurts me. Darling, that's why I'm so blue. I'm so afraid to go to bed at night, afraid of losing you. I love you so much, it hurts me, and there's nothing I can do. I want to hold you, my dear, forever and ever. I love you so much, it hurts me so.
I love you so much, it hurts me.
Darling, that's why I'm so blue. I'm so afraid to go to bed at night, afraid of losing you.
I love you so much, it hurts me,
and there's nothing I can do. I want to hold you, my dear, forever and ever. I love you so much, it hurts me so.
Well, now, say there, Grant Turner. You know, with everybody working so hard, you got no right to look so happy and contented. How come?
Well, hard work never bothers me, Marty. I never let it. I just load up a pipe with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco and puff away to my heart's content.
Well, now, that makes good sense.
Sure does. A pipe full of Prince Albert makes life pleasant under any circumstances. Now, the PA folks have a special way of keeping all the natural flavor of tobacco. Even snap it up so it's richer and tastier.
Well, now, that's true, Granny.
Yes, sir, it's crimp cut, so it burns nice and smooth.
And it's always fresh.
Well, that means you get a good, cool smoke, a real comfortable smoke.
And smokers go for Prince Albert because it tastes so good.
And if it's a cigarette you want, try one rolled in an OCB paper filled with PA. Man, you got the finest making cigarette you ever smoked.
Oh, yes, sirree. Pipe smoker or making man. Get that extra smoking comfort and pleasure that comes with richer, tastier Prince Albert smoking tobacco, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. All righty, here's Tommy Jackson is fiddling all the opera square dancers in a fast tune called Tom and Jerry. Well, sir, you know, when it comes to fiddling, that Tommy Jackson is really there.
I'll say he is. And speaking of being there, isn't it about time we had one of those fine Marty Robbins songs?
Well, Grant, I'm kind of glad you asked, because otherwise I might have forgotten. But all joking aside, here's a little number that's liked an awful lot. First time I heard it was years ago.
It was one of my mother's favorites, so for her and all the mothers in the world everywhere, here's Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion whispers a comforting word. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow. Wait till life's tempest is gone. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow. After the sunshine is gone. Whispering hope.
Whispering hope.
Oh, how sorrow rejoice. Whispering hope.
Whispering hope.
Oh, how well
thy voice,
making my heart in its sorrow.
Thank you very much, friends. You're mighty kind.
That was a beautiful number, Marty.
Well, I'm kind of glad you liked it, Grant, but what do you think we ought to do next?
Oh, I don't know. How about a good instrumental?
Well, now, if it's an instrumental that you want, my friend, we've really got the boy for it. He picks the finest electric guitar in the country.
I know just who you mean.
Well, none other than your good friend and mine, Chester Atkins and the Bugle Call Ray. Thank you very much, Chet Atkins. Boy, you played those bugle calls so good. For a minute, I thought I was an army. Speaking of the army, here's a young gal who's got just about as many followers as there are in the army. Let's make her welcome. Here she is, Miss June Carter!
All right!
Hello there, old Marty Bobbins.
Hey, what do you say? How come you left New York?
How come I left New York?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't hardly bring it with me, Naughthead. Yeah, it was a little bigger than I could carry around.
Yeah.
Now, to tell you the truth, I'm awful glad to get back down on the offering to see everybody. Because of Minnie Pearl called me yesterday morning if I'd come down and talk to the folks first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I told her I would. But I've left a lot of... the fact of it is I've been doing a lot of ice skating, and I miss that real bad.
Ice skating? Where do you do most of your ice skating?
Well, I've been doing most of it the same place I done my horseback riding last summer.
Oh,
it was a...
Where was that at?
No, I just got this one thing to say about ice skating. That's one sport, buddy, where you start at the bottom and you stay there. I got me a new outfit. Here's one of them new ice skating outfits. It was really a coat and two cushions was what it was.
Coat and two cushions?
Yeah, uh-huh. A coat and... We should have stepped on that before we put it in. No, sir, that ice skating is just too fast. Now, that's all there is to it. You can't do much ice skating, so I decided to do a little roller skating. That's a little slower.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I might pick up a few pointers that way.
Did you get some pointers?
Yeah, most of them were splinters.
But, oh, yeah. Hey, haven't you been making some movies?
Yeah, I made some movies, fact of it, and I made some films. I made a whole wad of them, but I ain't gonna make no more of them. All them people is money mad.
Money mad?
Yeah, all them movie stars is money mad, and that's what got wrong with me. I'm money mad.
Well, how come?
Well, they wouldn't pay me my money, and I got mad and I come home. No, I enjoyed working in them movies. I think everybody ought to be a movie star. You'd make a good movie star, Marty.
I would.
Yeah, you'd really make a corker. You would. You're a good old boy.
What would I have to do to be a movie star?
Well, you have to keep a stiff upper lip, Marty. Keep a stiff upper lip.
Yeah.
Do anything you want to with a lower one, but keep a stiff upper lip.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Because you're a good old boy. That one we made, we could have used you in real well. It was a horror movie.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought that was supposed to be a comedy movie you made.
Well, it was supposed to be a comedy. It just come out the other way.
Yeah.
We put it in there funny, but it just come out scary. That's what happened to it. We couldn't help it much. I worked on that over at the Paramount lot for about 3 weeks on that picture.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked over at the 20th Century Fox lot for 2 days and over at the Columbia lot for 3 days, and I've been working the rest of the time on a parking lot out there trying to get the money to come home.
Yeah.
Now, I saw old Ernest Tubb out there.
Ernest Tubb?
Yeah, he finally come out there, and I got him in one of them pictures.
Is that right?
Yeah, we had a big time, me and Ernest. Well, we done a dance in that last one we was in.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a good time in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was kind of a dance. It was, Well, you've heard of Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this one was kind of hub and nub with Ernest Tubb.
Yeah.
Was what it was. It was. It started.
Yeah.
It started this way. You see, Ernest gave a shove and I started to go, but then he reached and grabbed me with his big old bony toe. I did a bip, I did a bop, and then I hit the floor. That's what I get for trying to dance with a Texas tuba pour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a poem for my cousin, Minnie Pearl.
For Minnie?
Yeah, for old Minnie. Old Minnie Pearl, my time is ended. All my gags are down and blended. Some may think they're pretty splendid, and some may think they've been offended. Now, I ain't one to judge or doubt. The money's all I care about. But one last word, I'm not without. I got to go or get kicked out.
Yeah, hey there, Junior Carter. Are you sure you're going to be warm enough riding back tonight with your boyfriend?
Oh, sure, Marty. And I imagine about halfway there, he'll stop the car and take out his pipe and fill it up with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and then lean back and enjoy himself the most comfortable smoke he can get.
Oh, I know he's going to, Jenny, and that's because P.A. is crimp cut. To pack real easy and smoke real cool.
And he says P.A. is always fresh, and it tastes so good.
Well, with all the flavor that nature grows into fine tobacco, Prince Albert rolls easy and smokes smooth in a making cigarette, too. Being crimp cut, it won't blow around or dribble out the ends. For real pipe-smoking pleasure, or the best in making cigarettes, enjoy that natural tobacco taste and smoking comfort of good Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
You know, it's a real pleasure to have this a fella back here tonight on the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know how many times I've heard different people say I'd rather hear this guy sing than anybody in the business. And he is just about Well, I have about three favorites, and he's one of the top three with me. I know you folks like him, so make him feel extra special welcome here this evening on the Grand Ole Opry. Make him feel good. Here he is, Floyd Tillman. All right. Floyd, I know the folks want to hear a little number from again, so what's it going to be this time?
Well, here's one of my old ones, Marty, but one of my best. Slipping around.
All righty.
He's slipping. He's slipping.
Seems I always have to slip around to be with you, my dear. Slipping around, afraid we might be found. I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near. But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear. I guess I had it coming. There's nothing I can do. I know I made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around to have your company.
Slipping around.
There's nothing I can do. I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around to have your company.
He's slipping, he's slipping.
Just slipping around.
Oh, you done a wonderful job on that one, Floyd. I want you to know, buddy, you know it's a real pleasure having you with us here tonight on the Grand Ole Opry. Now here's another entertainer that's always a big favorite with the Grand Ole Opry people. Here she is, Miss Delwood at her piano with the 12th Street Rag. All right. Thank you very much, Del. You're a mighty wonderful entertainer, and it's always a pleasure to work with you.
Marty, it's always a pleasure to hear from Del, but right now, I want to hear a number from you.
All right, Granny, you just name it.
Well, what else but that big number you did a while back for the Columbia label, The Story of My Life.
Someday I'm gonna write story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I want the world to know the story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow in our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. The sorrow in our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end. Can start and end. Can start and end with you.
We've got to go. We're real glad that you could be with us tonight for the Grand Ole Opry. You do your best to be back again next week. The head man will be Roy Acuff along with the Wilburn Brothers as his guests. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.